Yesterday, we talked about, again, the powerful watches. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about there's an appointed time, a set time, a time to come, a definite time, a stroke, right, of time, hidden, occasion. These are all parts of time, and we gave you scriptures on all of them. Ecclesiastes 3:1, Exodus 34:18, Exodus 13:14, Daniel 4:16, Psalm 119, verse 126, Joshua 24:2, Psalm 104:23, Exodus 27:21, and Psalm 55:17. We gave you all those yesterday. Now, let's look as this study on the watches and times develop. I want to tell you, light overtakes darkness. We know that. Now, you leave darkness in the past, don't you? And you go into the future. It's dark somewhere under the sound of my voice. It's evening. And the sun's going to come up the next day. You're going to leave the darkness in the past, and you're going to go into the future. Right now, we're looking at the timing because it's so important. It's so important. Now, light is opposite, of course, of darkness. I had a staff member that worked in Hollywood, and he did a lot of Hollywood movies and stuff like that. He's on my staff with me. And I asked him one day, I said, how come black and white versus color? What's the difference? And he said, oh, that's easy. He said, black and white is the absence of light. He said, color has light. But black and white is the absence of light. That's why you get these great shades. All these old movies were in black and white. And sometimes on my photographs, I do black and white shots. It's a technique you do in photography where the picture comes out black and white instead of in color. I have one on Facebook right now of Margaret and me in our younger days, and it was a color shot, and I converted it into a black and white shot and getting all kinds of reviews and raves. That's why the color is beautiful, but the black and white brings out stunning pictures. Okay, now, even have 8x10s of Margaret in a black and white setting that was color that I converted it. Okay, now. Now, light is opposite of darkness. It brings illumination, clearness, glory, knowledge, revelation, and purity. Now, in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26, I'm going to give you some scripture today. Book of Acts 17:26 says, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth. Here it is. And has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitations. Notice that. The termination of the times before appointed. Now, when you look at that, there is a boundary. That's what it means. Has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. The watches are so important because they block off habitation and they block off location. That's what time's about. That's why Pastor Goria, listening in Pakistan right now, her time is very different than what's happening. I have the sun out at high noon. She is in darkness over there because of the rotation of the earth, etc. Now, when you look at that and you look at darkness, darkness is bleak. Darkness is just yuck. Everybody likes the light, except evil men, which like darkness. Now, the light is important because there we, oh, you say, well, we know all this. Wait a minute. We're dealing with time here. With time here. See, because people have the fear of darkness in their lives. Children are afraid of the dark. They shouldn't be, but they are. That's why they leave a little light on. Mommy, mommy, there's monsters on the wall. They're afraid of darkness. They're afraid of darkness. Why? Because of the spirit of the age. Darkness. Men love darkness better than life. And it scares children. You ever notice they make all these horrible things and it's always dark. It's always full of horror and evil. You ever notice that? They're opening up. I saw this yesterday. They're opening up some kind of another amusement park in Orlando. And the amusement park is dealing with horror and darkness and evil. And I told Mario, I said, look at that. So we take kids there for a fun day, and we run them through horror and evil and darkness. And that enters their spirit. You see, so breaking the fear of darkness. Then here comes dawn. Dawn is the breaking forth of light, right? Yeah. Okay, let's look at 2 Peter. This is all biblically based. 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verse 19. Look at this. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. All right, listen up, basically. As unto the light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. So what happens is that the day, the newness, the dawn drives the darkness away. And the newness drives all the evil away. And that's important. Notice what it says. As unto the light that shineth in a dark place. You put on a flashlight, there you go. Unto the day dawn. What day is he talking about here? He's more than just a 24-hour period where the sun goes up and down. Why? And the day star arise in your hearts. So he's dealing with some very rich spiritual truths here. Very rich. Okay? Can't open that up now. All right? Isaiah 58:10. Look at this. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, there you go, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and the darkness be as noonday. There you go. There's time again. There's the light and darkness. There it is. Bible's full of this. Just all over. And then Matthew 28:1. Okay, let's see what it says here. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Notice, as it began to dawn, what's happening there? A new era was beginning. A new hope, new salvation, new healing. It's telling me that. As it began to dawn the first day of the week. A new era, a new thing was happening. And the darkness was pushed aside, and a dawn was coming, but the dawn was more than just sun up, sun down. It was a new era. See, God operates in new eras. Every time you see the word dawn, every time you see the word dawn in the Bible, think of a new era, something new, something fresh, something different, something powerful, something mighty coming. That's what you think of. That's what happens. Because there's order in the day. Order the day. I'm going to tell you something. Order the day before the enemy orders his. You order your day before the enemy orders him. That'll give you revelation of what's happening in your life. People don't have a clue what's going on. I don't know what's happening here. All right. Because they don't have the revelation they need in their life. Job chapter 38, verse 7. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Heavenly songs of joy. Notice what it says. Morning stars. The morning stars. A lot of commentators say that's angels. When the angels shout together and the sons of God shouted for joy. This is eons ago. Eons. The morning. It's release of praise and worship. That's what you do. The dawn brings praise and worship. Psalm 67, 5 through 7. 67, 5 through 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Notice what it says. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. That's the changing of the atmosphere. Changing of the atmosphere and the territory around you. You know, you can change the atmosphere and the territory around you. God wants you to do that. That's why you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God wants a change, a new era in a lot of people's lives. And, you know, people just go, Christians are always depressed. They're always down in the dumps. Always. I'm just down in the dumps again. Here we go. Another day. Another day. Oh, here it is. Oh, gee. Here we go. Gotta go to church. Oh, Lord. Gotta go to work. Oh, Lord. Because they don't understand their spiritual position. Because a Christian can change the atmosphere around them and their territory. And their territory. Everywhere they go. Everywhere they go. See what's happening here? See how this works? Yeah. Excuse me. Psalm 37, verse 18 through 23. Psalm 37, 18 through 23. Look at this. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Again, that's time. And their inheritance shall be forever. That's time and that's space. 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Know what that just said to you? Know what that just said to you? That no matter what's going on around you, no matter what you see around you, no matter what's happening around you, no matter what's occurring around you, God will help you, and you'll be satisfied. Christians, you're running scared. Well, I'll just, you know, we're going to run scared here. We're going to run out of corn. What? We're just going to run out of this and run out of that. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. You can stand and go, excuse me. God can bless me. Hallelujah. God can touch me and help me and strengthen me. And somehow see me through and be satisfied with it. Verse 20. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as fat of the lambs. Look at this. They shall consume in the smoke. They shall consume away. See what's happening now. The world is just, you know, we're doing this and we're getting fat and blah, 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 so and so. And their enemies, but they're going to perish. Watch him consume away. Whoa, I tell you, if I were you, I'd write this scripture down or make a note of it or something. 21, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. I believe the Bible says this. Let me just go a little off center here. The Bible says that the wicked's money shall be given to the church. The church seemed like we're always begging for stuff. They always need this and always have to have that and can't make it. Oh, no, 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 no. And the wicked, there, we talk about the millionaires, the zillionaires. You hear it all the time in the media, the millionaires. Wait a minute. They should be talking about the church. The church should live in such a state of blessing that all the needs are met in everybody's life. The wicked shall perish. The wicked borroweth. See, they borroweth and payeth not again. All these people that are not paying their student loans. Verse 21. I don't want to pay that. I don't need to pay that. I'm not paying no bill. But the righteous showeth mercy. So what happens is we help them. We help them. Look at 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Who's going to get the blessing? 23. The steps of a good man. Oh, yeah. Are ordered by the Lord, oh yeah, and he delighteth in his way, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Spiritual position in the day of time. You see, the hours do not belong unto the powers of darkness if you understand what God's saying. We walk in light, they walk in darkness, and they do not have the authority in the darkness in which they walk. The church has it. The body of Christ. See, ask the Lord to reorder your day. Most Christians need reordering. Reorder your day and your steps. Rearrange things. Well, let me trot off to work now. It's time to go. No, no, no. Don't trot anywhere. Say, God, you're ordering my day today. Hallelujah. 74 of Psalms. I hope this is blessing somebody. I hope this is blessing somebody today. I hope you're reaching out and you are getting blessed today. Understand, Psalm 74, look at verse 16. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Take back the night because it belongs to God. Redeem the night because it's his purposes. Darkness in your life will begin to go. All of the stuff and all the darkness and all this and all that will end. It ends. It ends. Well, I just go through another thing here. Well, here's just something else. Wait a minute. Let's get it back. Let's reach out and say, okay, what the enemy has turned into darkness, God, by his help in my life, is going to turn into light. Start working on that. Start believing God for that. Start trusting God for that. I am. Will you help me? I pray you will.